For many people battling cancer, having someone by their side during chemotherapy treatments and other medical appointments is a godsend. WHYY's Trinae Norrie tells the story of how one man quit his job to support cancer patients full-time.
Nearly 8 years ago, Al and Marjani M.J. Harris received some devastating news. Al's older cousin was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Al's younger cousin had brain cancer, and MJ's stepfather was diagnosed with colon cancer. It was a hard time for their family.
It's a lot. It's so much mentally draining, stressful, financially, a lot of different things. And to be firsthand with that in my household, see the whole process take place, for me, that was one of the main reasons I wanted to do something.
They soon traveled to medical appointments with their family members and saw that many other people battling cancer were alone.
It was crazy and it was shocking to me that we have all these big organizations, all these big companies, and something as little as support, like sitting in a chemo or sitting waiting for radiation, was not happening inside a hospital.
So in 2013, Al and MJ launched Cancer Who, a nonprofit that supports cancer patients. In the beginning, Al traveled to about 3 hospitals per day, 6 days a week. And that was before working an 8-hour shift as a direct support healthcare professional for those with autism and developmental disabilities.
But what kept happening was I would be at an appointment and I would have to leave early. So after time was going on, I started to get like frustrated, and I would see it on the family's face, whoever I was supporting, it would be kind of frustrating.
So Al quit his job to support cancer patients full time. Over the last 6 years, Cancer Who has helped more than 100 people, men, women, and children, from Pennsylvania and Delaware to Mississippi and California. Al and his team of Cancer Who ambassador volunteers go to chemo appointments in hospitals, help explain treatment options, do home visits, video chat, or even simply play video games.
We're not speaking to the families like, oh, we're like a hospital and everything's so technical, because they get enough of that. So we're there to not only be the liaison, try to break some stuff down in layman's terms, but as a family.
Next month, Cancer Who will open a community center in the Port Richmond neighborhood. They'll host group therapy sessions for caretakers and grieving family members, and will host tutoring for children. The tutoring program will be named the Dr. Dolores King Educational Program in honor of MJ's grandmother. She recently died from brain cancer. Trinae Norrie, WHYY News.